SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it, hour number two in full force, underway right here on the grid. We got a lot of good topics here. We do. But first, we got to find out where JP is going today. JP, first off, tell us where you went yesterday in Major League Baseball and how it turned out for you.
We took the Braves team total over 5.5, I think it was that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I mean, the Braves are the Braves. Funny in that one too, JP. They get up to that lead quick, like, ooh, this is going to hit, and then they sort of took their time in getting that later on. Those are the ones that are maddening, but it still got there very easily. The game didn't go over though. The game did go over, right? 8-3. I think it was 8-3 final. Yeah, I think it either pushed or went over late in that game there. But that was a good one out of you. So Major League Baseball today, you do have some summer league action. Where are we going today on the card?
I'm gonna go to the MLB again. I'm gonna go with another team total today.
All right, so we're gonna go to a team total today. All right, so let me take a look here at the card. Now, it's like, we don't want to give away the game just yet at this point, but we got to find out like that game and when it is starting here. So are we gonna have a game that starts before, or in the 7 o'clock hour, or before, or 8 o'clock hour and later?
It's before 7 o'clock.
All right. So it's 7 o'clock hour before 7. So 6:40s and 5 o'clock, and a 2:10 one here coming up momentarily. You said you're taking a team total. Is that correct?
Yeah. Also, I just want to say, you keep asking before 7 or after 8. And two times I've done this, the game has started in between 7 and 8. The question has to be rewritten.
No, it's like 7 o'clock hour or earlier, or the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, like
hour
Donnie doesn't know how to ask any questions.
See, like, yeah.
He knows what it is.
He clearly doesn't, and he just described. See, this is where you really are a marvel of a human being. Is he just explained to you he doesn't know what it is? Your question is.
But I don't think he's paying attention. Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention.
No, the problem is he's just answering you literally.
No, 7 or before or 8 or later leaves out an hour.
No,
that's what I'm trying to say.
No, it does. In the 7 o'clock, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Like, the amount of games that start at 7 o'clock is, it's like the prime baseball window. And Don is like, well, I imagine you're not taking any of those.
Yesterday's game started at 7:15, and I had to say before 8 because I just had to ignore the initial question.
Easy to get to. So, all right, so we're going with an earlier game, and it's a team total, you said it was?
Yes, yeah, it's team total.
All right, so it's. Well, the one team, here's the one I like. If I'm going team total around that 7 o'clock hour or before, go Baltimore.
What is
How about
wrong?
That?
Like, I can't even keep up around the 7 o'clock hour or before. Like, I don't even know. Yeah. Here's all I know.
That's where I'm going. I'm going Baltimore.
All I know is the Cubs and the Brewers are at 2 o'clock, so I now have to pick from that game because of how confused I am. So I'm just going to say he's back in the Cubs today against Peralta.
Where are you going, JP?
I'm taking the Blue Jays, but I just looked it up. The Orioles start after 7.
The 7 o'clock hour. Yeah.
Around the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. He can't even answer his own question.
7:10, 7:05. It's right around there. They're not even official times here anymore. We get like 6:01, 6:04 on FanDuel. So you got to say the around where. So there's JP. Little Blue Jays action here today, going up against Lance Lynn. I think they get the sweep today.
Just say before or after 8 o'clock. Like what?
No.
Why would? Why are you?
Because they don't start right on it. You got to say like in that hour or before the 7 o'clock hour or before, which includes 7:05, 7:10, 7:15, all that good stuff there.
I found a way to exclude those games in your questioning.
There you go. Well, JP has spoken. He's registered. He's ready to cash in on another ticket. You're going to like this topic here because we're going to get to golf after the break because something's not really adding up to me on the actual price points here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. But that's not even important right now, Kevin. You know what's important? I had to check. You ever see the Twitter account, the Daily Loud?
No.
All right. Breaking. Because we got breaking news here that came out about 2 hours ago. Britney Spears was allegedly slapped in Vegas by Victor Wembanyama's security, who backhanded her in the face after she tapped the NBA player on the back for a photo. This can't be real, can it? That can't be a real story.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the craziest Mad Lib headlines that I've seen in some time. So,
but first of all, why would she be around Webinyama anyway? Like, where is she? What's she doing where she would be around him? That she would be that close. Like, she's on the strip, he's walking down, and she's like, oh, that guy. Like, first of all, how would Britney Spears even know Victor? Now, if she knew who he actually was, is she like an NBA hoop head? Like, what is that?
Hold on. She clearly knows who he is.
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, how, though? Like, how does she know Victor Webinyama?
I mean, he's...
Or she just saw a tall dude walking, like, oh, you must be somebody?
Here, common man, right side. People know who Victor Webinyama is at this point, I would say.
There's no way Britney Spears knows Victor Webinyama. But see, no, again, like I say, like that figures it out.
Yeah, someone like, that's Victor Webinyama.
And she was like, what?
Yeah, okay.
Like, what, is he a scientist?
No, I don't think.
You know what I mean? She's not a basketball player. It's because he's tall? That's not right.
He's 7'5". And you think she went, maybe he's a scientist?
Yeah, exactly. JP, you never know.
Nah, come on,
construction worker? Boy, he's a tall construction worker. Let me just go
JP,
see, like, how he works.
JP, get your guy.
All we're saying here is there's no way Britney Spears knows who Victor Webinyama is.
Okay, but if someone from her team said that's Victor Webinyama, he was just the first pick in the NBA draft, you're like, oh, I'm going to get a picture with him.
And first off, like, if somebody comes over to anybody and just, like, touches them, hey, can I get a picture? How do you end up getting backhanded in the face at that point? Come on now. That's not right. No, you know what, Victor? Your salary's getting taken here. It's going right to Britney. Enough. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting to the bottom of the most interesting reports here, Kevin. Typically say, is it baseball? Is it NBA? Well, technically it is. Scandal out there in Vegas. Webinyama and his boys. Now, from what I'm reading here, Kevin, are we sure what happened here? His security was being mobbed with fans, and he turned around trying to push Brit. And what does that mean? Webinyama did this? What's going on here?
No, the security did it. Why did you? No.
This is getting all worded very poorly here.
I think it's because you're upset with, like, what's actually the information being given to you.
Now, is there a chance that he goes under investigation and can't play in the Summer League game Friday night? Is there a chance at that? Are we worried about this?
No.
You're not worried about this?
No, of course not.
I mean, we saw things happen in Vegas, like Alvin Kamara. Looks like he might get a nice little 6-game suspension or whatever for messing around in Vegas. We might be looking at this here. You got to be responsible for your own security team here.
I don't think that's even true. Like, I don't even think that you do have to be responsible for your own security team. Like, they're there to protect you. If they do something crazy, that's just what it is.
Interesting to see, like, his... a lot is riding on that game Friday, and not because, like, if he goes, oh, he shot 3 for 14, they'll wipe him off. Just like where we had a picture of him going, hey, you know what? Put this uniform on. Just go on the court. We'll take a couple looks at you, take some pictures, and send them out for press. And all everybody looked at was like, all right, that's one miss. All right, that's two misses here. Yeah, I don't know about this guy, which is always funny. Give me the thought process. Tomorrow, Webinyama takes the court. Going to have a lot of eyeballs here.
Yeah.
At the end of that game, is it, yeah, he's the real deal, or, ooh, I don't know. Which, again, how crazy it is, either end of that spectrum. But what is the narrative on social media going to be for you on that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, oh, my goodness, what are we watching?
Wild overreactions?
No, but I don't think it's going to be an overreaction. He is a generational talent, and he is that good. You know, I guess it depends who you're talking to. I was going to say he's everything they say. Well, if you're listening to the people that say his, you know, only way to live up to hype is to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then maybe not. Okay, but, Victor Webinyama, the expectation, Donnie, is that this guy is going to win Rookie of the Year with no problem. He's going to be an all-star by his third season in this league, maybe earlier than that. He's going to elevate this Spurs team pretty quickly, and he's going to be able to step out there on a summer league and dominate. The level of competition out there on that court
is going to be easier than when he was playing, you know, over in a EuroLeague, I think. So it's going to be a situation that he should really have no issue thriving in. But also, look, it is an exhibition game. But we've seen elite guys thrive in that. Realistically, Victor Wembanyama should have about two quarters of summer league ball in him, and that's probably going to be the end of the story.
Now, we know in the past, Kevin, that we've seen players of his stature, meaning like a number one pick, number two pick, number three pick, go out there, play decent basketball, and they say, this guy's our franchise guy for the next 15 years. We're not running him out against guys that are saying, like, you know what, let me try and make a name for myself to try to get a look from an NBA team. Is there a chance that Wembanyama plays Friday and we don't see him again until the regular season? Or should I say until training camp, per se?
I would say that is a heavily, heavily favored outcome. Because you have to remember, right? So think about who's going to be on the other side of that court that debut game Friday, right? Brandon Miller. Mm-hmm. And I know he's already played. But the last time we saw Brandon Miller, DRS, was March against San Diego State, if I remember correctly. That's who knocked him out. Wemby's been playing real basketball this whole time. You know, like, if you're the Spurs, you actually want to be cautious. Like, you don't need to run this guy into the ground. Like, the calendar's different. A part of the reason that the NBA is able to have summer league like this is because a lot of these guys haven't been playing competitive basketball for a while now.
That's a good point. By the way, here's a good point here. Matt Vierling just singled in a run home. That's one guy I had for an RBI today at plus 200 price. So we're on the board there, watching as we go along. Now, the good part about that is it is a blowout right now for the Tigers. So maybe the A's don't really get the best of the bullpen, per se, here from the Detroit Tigers, because they're coming up lame after doing very well yesterday. But still a long way to go, and I am still rooting here on another RBI prop for the Detroit Tigers. So we'll see if that happens, and still in a rain delay there in the nation's capital. The Cubs and the Brewers are underway. Top of the first inning, two outs, a runner on here with Suzuki at the plate. So we'll see where that game goes. Keep you updated on that and more. I want to talk about this, though, Kevin. Golf tournament here, right? A couple guys that we have in action. You already cashed in a ticket today for yourself, which is fantastic. Some guys, you know, it looks like most of these, actually, I'm wrong here. There's some guys that are just teeing off at this point. But if you're looking at the leader in the clubhouse right now, it's Jonas Blisk, -9. Shot a 62 today. My guys here, Hubbard, looks like he finished at 4 under, tied for 8th, which is fine. And then the other guy I had was Henley at -2, shot a 69 today. But the reason I'm bringing this up is if we're going to the FanDuel Sportsbook here and checking out the odds, you'd say to yourself, like, ooh, what's Blick's number here, Kevin? Plus 200, plus 300, plus 400, plus 500 to win this golf tournament after having a 3-shot lead right now currently? No. He's 30-1 to win this tournament, Kevin, after shooting 9 under on day one. We're just figuring that's a fluke, I guess?
Well, you got to think about it, DRS. I mean, pre-tournament odds, this guy's nowhere to be found. So, to a degree, that's not a ridiculous thing to say. Look, we know golf isn't as simple as round one leader wins tournament, right? Mm. I mean, think about it. Last week, was it your boy, my friend and yours, Peter Quest. Quest last week, right?
Yeah.
Now, Peter Quest, all in all, had himself a really nice Rocket Mortgage Classic, more difficult field than this one, but he didn't win the tournament, right? I also think here's the other big thing, too, DRS, why I think you're seeing that number look the way it does. There's actually a lot of guys that are just starting.
There might be an 8-under out there. Yeah, there might still be an 8-under out there, 9-under that can actually catch him. So I do understand that. But also, like, there's not that star power. It's like, well, come on, Bliss is 9-under. You know, the big boys are just teeing off right now. They're going to catch. Yeah. Somebody might shoot 59 in this tournament, and he might not be in first place by the end of the day. I get that as well, but they're not those guys in the tournament. It's just interesting to see a guy who obviously the course is shaping to him, and he's playing well, and the books are like, yeah, it's fine and good. Tomorrow, he might not even be in the top 10.
Yeah, that's the big thing is you have that little group there that has both Cam Young and Åberg in it. And those are two guys that were both high price coming in. So you have to keep room open for them at the top. But in terms of kind of how the rest of the thing is supposed to go, I mean, he's a -900 to be the leader after the first round. Wow. So I don't hate grabbing that 30-1, and just saying, The number can't get, it's not going to get worse right before the day ends, could it? Could that number get worse?
What, 30 to 1 turn into what?
That's what, no, that's exactly the point, what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that number could get, could drop from now until tomorrow's golf starts.
You'll see what happens on that one. That's an interesting one to try to certainly keep an eye on. By the way, just scrolling through Twitter right now, it looks like there's a video out with Britney Spears. Is that what I'm seeing here?
You're obsessed.
Maybe TMZ? Because it looks like Gabe, of course, Gabe's always first on the ground here with these reports. Yeah. As he's saying, like, Victor did nothing. It looks like Spears startled him. She ran behind him and touched his shoulder. They didn't know it was Spears, so they karate chopped her. So there you go.
Was that last line of verbatim? What? So they karate chopped her?
Yes, like Charles Bronson out here or Chuck Norris. Whack! And knocked her glasses off her face, K-Dub. You don't do that to the queen out here. I mean, look, there's got to be some harsh consequences here for Britney Spears in her hometown of Las Vegas getting disrespected like that. My goodness, I want to see this crowd as well. Like, how do you get startled by that? You're almost 7'5". You're startled by, like, a tap on your back? Come on, we got to get to the bottom of this, Kevin. It's not going to end well. You want to put me as the prosecutor, just like I like to be, like, commissioner of sports? We'll get down on this. There'll be big penalties here for victim Wembanyama, which means he might not play this year in my court, Kevin. Just the way it is. We'll be back to talk about it right here on Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Thursday afternoon, having some fun, talking all things here. By the way, Kevin, if you remember, a short time ago, FanDuel Sportsbook had a player's special, which was, will Luis Arise be at 400 or better by the All-Star break, which means by the end of Sunday this week? That number opened up at 10 to 1 to yes, which means you make some good money back. By the next day, that it should drop down to like a 3 to 1 price. It's no longer on the board because basically there's no shot he can do it. He's at a 384 right now. So when he's hovering around 400, 399, 402, 401, he's dropped off. And the shame of it is here, you just look at his last three games. He's gotten a hit in every game. 1-for-4, 1-for-3, 1-for-5. Dropping like a rock, which is how hard it is to hit 400 in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, how many of 400 seasons even exist in the, I mean,
yeah, who knows?
Way back. Did like Ted Williams was hitting 400? Like, is that where we got
it? Who was the last guy that came close? Was it George Brett?
Like, you, I want to see, like, would have a better
George
shot at
Brett. Because he was always the guy that was flirting with her for so long. Let me just, I'm going to go to Baseball Reference here. Career average 305. But let me go back to some of his better seasons back in the day. And you're right, this guy started back in 1973 for 13 games with the Royals. He hit He hit 390 for the season in 1980. 390. But outside of him, I don't think anybody was really chasing him down at that point, but that is absolutely impressive. Now, he hit 390. How many times did he strike out? Because I always get a kick out of these old-timers here. Oh, my goodness. Kevin, he hit 390, and he struck out 22 times. That's it, whole season. Yeah. 22 times, which, again, you can't guys get paid. Like, if you said today, like, hey, if you hit 390, we'll pay you $40 million a year, everybody will be slapping the ball around the ballpark. You don't get paid for that anymore at this point. And also, for anybody to say, like, man, these guys put the ball in play. Yes, I get it. Him and Tony Gwynn used to put up ridiculous numbers and never strike out. They also never faced guys that threw 98 every night from every single pitcher. So there's that.
Let me ask you about that, though. And you know this. I don't say this in a negative way because we're both avid supporters of getting rid of the switch. And we're not knucklehead. I say switch. Shift. And we're not knuckleheads who know better because it's not like they didn't have a shift when Brett was out there getting hits and what have you. But do you think that is in any way responsible, perhaps, for Louis' incredible season right now at the dish?
No, it does help. Like you're talking about now with, again, cracking down on pitchers once again where they can't gunk up the baseball. You can't just shift where a guy likes to hit the ball, so there's more open holes if you just put the ball in play. That all goes into it. And that's why it's so funny where you talk about guys like Kyle Schwarber, like, hey, man, particularly left-handed batters. And the Kyle Schwarber comes to mind, and then also Anthony Rizzo of the Yankees. Like, deadpool hitters. The same likes, I guess you could say, with Bryce Harper as well. Like, hey, they hit in the seven guys, it seems like, every game. And they go, hey, look, that's my swing. It's what I do. You don't have that anymore. But yet Schwarber still hits like 180. It doesn't even make sense. Like, there's less guys out there. What is going on? He's still like basically, hey, I'm either going to hit the ball over the fence or I'm going to be out by strikeout. So some things don't change. But it doesn't surprise me that some guys are having these type of years because, yes, there's more places to play, hit a baseball where they ain't, as they like to say.
But again, isn't this what a lot of the people who are complaining about the rule changes wanted? Like, isn't this what they were hoping to get and they're getting it? Like, do they not realize that, though?
In what way, though? What do you mean? Good or bad?
Like,
the guys that didn't want the shift or did?
The people that were angriest that they were changing all these rules in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Right? Are the same people that are like, man, nobody hits for average anymore. And it's like, well, now here's Louis Arraez batting 400. Like, don't you?
Yes.
Like, this is how you get back the sport you love. Like, we've tried to, you know, explain this so many times here on the show. This is, again, such a positive for baseball. And you see it not just in terms of, you know, people think it's like, oh, now Joey Gallo can exist in this league. Forget Joey Gallo. Look what Louis Arraez is doing.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, too. And also, you know, the game's just built-in timing. I want to say this right now. I'm pretty sure now that nobody notices that there's a pitch clock and you're just used to the pace of play. Do you know what I would really get a kick out of? Is if we went back for, like, I don't know, 1 week, Kevin, where there's no pitch clock. And would people just be like, I can't even watch this sport anymore? Because you don't, it's not so fast-paced like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. You noticed it right away, like, hey, this is really nice. And the only way that I notice it now, Kevin, is I look at guys like Bryce Harper. Because those were the guys that were methodical at the plate. Every pitch had a routine. Step out of the box, adjust gloves, look around, get back into the box, adjust, twirl the bat around. He doesn't leave the box now. And that's what I get a kick out of because you know the pitch is coming and it's much, much faster. But that's what I notice. I would like to see again, just for a week to get on my nerves, to go back to the old way and go, get in the box, brother. Like, what's going on out here?
Yeah, it would drive you crazy. And I think the people that felt like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch this sport with this pitch clock.
I'm a cuck.
Yeah, they were just wrong. That's all there is to it. They were wrong.
Does anybody complain about the two? Like, hey, this is ridiculous. The pitching is way too fast.
No.
Outside of, like, the staunchest people, like, you know what? I hope in the playoffs they get rid of the pitch clock. Why? And for the people that say this, Kevin, I love this one. This is my favorite. It builds anticipation. My goodness, man. That's my favorite one. Like, I like the pitch clock not being there because of the anticipation that builds. Let's just stop the madness.
Yeah, so, look, I'll say this, right? Like, you never wavered on any of it. I thought it was a bad idea, but I had some hesitations when I was watching it in play because I was like, man, if they don't get adjusted to this, this is going to be bad. Like, if we every single game have, like, a million pitch clock violations, like, there's going to be an issue here. And I remember, you know, and I'm sure you do as well, that game that was decided on a bases-loaded pitch clock violation.
Yes.
And I'm like, listen, I'm telling you right now, the second that happens, they're going to have to ban this entire thing. But we're obviously these guys have adjusted. They're far more aware of it. And it's not that the violations don't happen, but they're not a constant. It's not one an inning, right, type of thing. You can largely watch the game without experiencing it, which is – that's the goal of those kind of pitch clocks there. You actually don't want to ever think about them as they're happening. That's the key. So in that respect, it's worked out. It's worked out wonderfully. I also was someone that was curious, well, look, do we need to shut it off later into the game? Just because, again, like I do not want a game being decided on a pitch clock violation, but it's pretty clear that for the most part, this is something that's been adjusted to.
Yes.
And that's good. That, you know, that's good for the sport, right? And there's so many other little changes that they've made now. Like the stolen bases
And the uptick in that. You know, I saw a tweet from someone that said, I can't even, you guys care about these? These are fake stolen bases. Which is just, it's knuckleheaded nonsense here. I was listening to a conversation during a Mets broadcast, and they're like, hey, like, you know, why are they so up right now? Like, is it really just because of this? They go, no. It's because now, and this is where you can take a rightful shot at analytics. They go, now the analytics guys just don't have as much control telling you you're not allowed to steal anymore. Stealing's always been really easy. But they told you that you needed to do it like an 85% clip in order to make it worth it. Like, Donnie, these are better athletes, quicker athletes, faster athletes. Ronald Acuña Jr. should steal 50 bases a season.
Yes, but baseball has been built for quite a few years now without the shift. It's like, okay, don't you waste an out here, because the three-run home run was the name of the game. Like, hey, let's walk twice and have the next three guys swing as hard as they can, because the only thing that matters is that three-run home run. If you get thrown down on the bases, you ruined our three-run inning, which, again, was hard to determine because you were waiting on that three-run home run at this point. Taking a look here at the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers, that game now 1-0, top of the second inning. So you have a lead here for Marcus Stroman. I did like the Cubs in this game. I think they are going to win this game, but they are now staked to a 1-0 lead. Just getting updated here for the rest of Major League Baseball. It is a runaway in Detroit here. 7-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Tigers have the lead over the Athletics. I need four runs out of the A's. Now, it wasn't the only thing I bet. There's a lot of stuff going in there. But the reason, it's kind of funny, too. It actually is going to work out in my favor. I said, well, Donnie, how could you lose a bet and work out in your way? You know what I would have probably done today, which I was looking at, Kevin? There was actually four or five guys in that Athletics, you know, rotation of 1 through 9 that looked really good. So let's say they got shut out today. I didn't take any A's individually. I just put a bet on the A's team total. So you see how that it's actually fun? It's like, well, that's stupid. Well, no, it's not, because I probably would have taken at least two A's in that game, which would have cost me more money than just an A's team total in itself. So from a Tigers perspective, I got two players on their side. I already cashed in. If I go 1-1, which looks like there's a possibility I will, it's a 2-1 price that I hit on Vierling. So I'm hoping for the 2-0, but maybe that doesn't happen. Also, looks like maybe starting to get back under way, the Reds and the Nationals. I see a beat writer here say, as rain eases up, Mackenzie Gore has emerged in the bullpen and is throwing off the mound, presumably to stay warm. So we'll see if those starting pitchers do come back into the game. That could get a little hairy, Kevin, because you bet that game, obviously, because of the matchups between the batters and the pitchers that you like, but yeah, they're not great bullpens here. And if you're going to get a 7-inning bullpen game,
yeah,
it might be just as good, but we'll see what happens and who comes into those games there.
Yeah, that is the thing. That starting point was already a big total. So
yes,
not sure how much, you know, added value it's going to be, but at least it's not going to ruin the pregame idea that was supposed to be a run fest.
Yeah, I still think we get it there, but that rain out of the forecast, we'll see if it affects any more. Maybe it was just like a pop-up shower that had to clear through and they can get some clear playing on that, but something to keep an eye on. So three games on the card today already underway. Reds and Nationals only in the second inning because they are having a delay there. The Tigers 7-0 over the Oakland Athletics, top of the sixth inning. And the Cubs 1-0 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. Got some guys holding here. We will pick up their phone calls next, so don't you go anywhere. It's a Thursday afternoon right here on the grid. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, having some fun here in hour number two of Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. Reds Nationals expected to resume at 3:05 Eastern today, so we got about another half hour in that one. Got some RBI props I would like to cash in that game. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Chris in Austin calling on a Thursday afternoon edition of Moneyline. What's up, Chris?
DRS, Kev, good evening, you guys. Good afternoon, you guys.
All right.
The incredulous.
Let's do it.
Kevin Walsh. Anyway, hey, man, and you know what? Brittany just can't win for losing, right? She just,
no.
If it's a dad, if it's the number one pick in the draft, somebody's always attacking that young lady. But you know those childhood stars, man, they always seem to struggle, whether it's Gary Coleman or what's the girl in Firestarter? What was her name? What's the girl's name? She played in
Charlie's
Angels.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I called to say thank you, man, because getting that information from you on that Atlanta-Cleveland game, so I zeroed in on it last night, DRS. And so I said, you know what? These guys always talk about markets. So I went to the markets, and I found that Quantrill was even money at over 3.5 earned runs. Winner.
Yeah.
And I said, didn't Donnie say something about Ramirez? So I said, I'll tell you what, give me Ramirez. I'm not going to take a home run prop. I'm just going to say over a base and a half, -105.
Yep, double.
Man, first inning. First inning, Donnie. I was like, damn, that Donnie's good. Didn't he say something about Matt Olson, too? I think I'm going to take Matt Olson and plus 200 to hit a home run.
Oh.
Yeah, man, that was a good game. That was all you, Donnie. I wanted to say thank you on that one, man. That was a good one. And I'm targeting today. I've targeted the over 8.5 in Oakland. And I'm targeting the over 8 in Milwaukee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I teased both of those totals down, a run and a half to 6.5 and 7. And I played that. So we'll see how – but I did take the Athletics, man. I thought they were like two average pitchers, and but they're going to lose. And then I tried the Reds. The Reds were the underdog. You've got two average pitchers, Gore, and I forget who's starting for the Reds, and they were offering it plus one again. So I decided to take a shot at Williamson. Yeah, so I decided to take a shot at the Reds there. So, man, it was a good night. Thanks to you guys. I wanted to say thank you for passing out that healthy information, man, as far as the Braves and the Guardian game. And let's target tonight, man. Let's target the Dodgers on the money line. Mm-hmm. Let's target Toronto with Berrios on the money line. And let's target let's target the Guardians. And so what I'm going to do is I'll parlay those money lines, and then on the better prices, I'll drop some. But I'm gonna parlay that Guardians. I see it right now at -220 with Tyler Beebe. He's solid, man. 3.46 ERA, and the Rangers may not be a bad play this evening. So, but yeah, man, that Braves game was good. And and one other thing, Donnie. You know, we were talking last week about social media, right?
Then yes,
Twitter,
correct.
And the rate limit thing. And were we ahead of the game or what? So guess what Meta did, huh? And Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Man, and so you know, you and I, we both aren't on any social medias besides Twitter. You got to join Instagram first. And boy, does Instagram have some pictures for you. I mean, oh, my God. So they just suggest some people to follow, man. And it was like, oh, my God, where have I been? I should have been here on Instagram. So anyway, I said, man, Donnie and I were right on this. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys have a good evening, man. I'm listening.
Awesome.
And best show on the grid. I'll holla.
I love it. Thank you, Chris. Right, thanks for checking on Thursday. By the way, we'll pick up on the last thing he said. Here's what I got to do, right? Let's go back to the social media evolution, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin, 10 years ago, I want to say, was with a company, and they're like, all right, we're going to improve like our profiles here, like whether it be through Twitter, Facebook. I didn't have a Facebook at that time. I did have Twitter, relatively like the infancy of my Twitter account. It's like, you know, follow, 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 drop, 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 follow, follow. One of those things back in the day, just to try to like get it going, right? So I'm like, you know what? I don't use Facebook. Like, Don, you got to have a Facebook account. Like, you know, you can use that as a different avenue. So, okay, fine. Here's my name and stuff. Just set one up for me. The best part about this, Kevin, is this guy set it up where, like, I was following, I don't know, a million people on Facebook, but half of them were, you know, not the most savory things, where the web's like, oh, I'm going to find you on Facebook. What are you following over? Like, well, I didn't set this up at all. Like, this is not my doing. So you can imagine who I was actually following on Facebook. So here's my angle for the wife. I should say this, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to get on this Threads. But, you know, I got a couple callers today that said, you know, the pictures are really good on Instagram and you'll enjoy it. So I said, that's why I'm going to join. Just want to see what the wife has to say about that.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Good. Again,
it's going to go well.
Addicted to the doghouse, the Donnie Rideside EP.
It's perfect.
I'll just say this. I've heard nothing but horrible things about the Threads.
Whoa,
I mean,
why?
Nothing but horrible things.
Really? Like, give me an idea.
Yeah, because it's basically, Donnie, it's not Twitter, but it's a really bad version of it. I mean, you can't control whose tweets you see. They're not in chronological order. Like, you will see threads from people that you do not follow, no matter what you do. Like, it's not good. It's not. It's bad. It's bad.
So, and also, really, like, threads is just people on Instagram who are already there signing up for threads. So.
Oh, also, I heard if you want to delete your threads account. Now, this could be wrong. You had to delete your Instagram account. So basically, like, once you lock in for a thread, you're locked in. Look, I tell you this. At no point in time have I considered going to, you know, Twitter option 2. It's not working. At some point, Elon, I just don't think Elon can mess this up. Now, he's already messed it up, but not to the degree to where I need to go somewhere else.
Yes, and I'll get back to that point in a second. Let's get back to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Jordan from Phoenix, he's calling in here on a Thursday afternoon, ready to rock and roll. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
There we go. What's good?
You know, I'm riding that, unfortunately, the A's don't look like they're doing much for us, Donnie, but you never know. So hopefully 7th, 8th, 9th, you never know. And then I heard you were on the Cubs. You like the Cubs today. I'm on the Brewers, but hopefully we'll see what happens there. And then, JP took the team total for the Blue Jays. I like that with Lance Lynn pitching. I mean, that guy just gives up bombs, dude.
Yep.
And then I seen your RBI parlays. Any you guys have a good 4th of July?
Not a good one, man. By the way, Kev, I get to talk to you that. A lot of food in your 4th of July, K-Dub? Because I put it away, man. My God.
There was plenty of food. Woo! Got my way to the pool, which was nice. I had I got good information on, like, the best place for me to try a real pork roll, which came through major to start the day off. So I was happy about that. Yeah, it was good stuff. Good stuff, the 4th.
All right.
Good stuff, yeah. Just chilled with the family, myself, baby mama. We all had a great time. Well, you guys know the drill. Chris said it. Best show on Sports Grid. I will holler at you guys tomorrow. And, Donnie, let's hit them RBI props tonight. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, big time. Awesome. We're going to finish out that day in style here at that point. So you did get yourself to a pool. Your pool? Or whose pool? Where did we find ourselves out?
No, this was a... a pool out here in Jersey, man. It was a pool out here in Jersey. So
now let me ask you a question here. Yeah. I don't mean any disrespect by this. You're a big guy.
Oh yeah.
T-shirt sure in the pool life. Guy or no?
Yeah, oh,
good
you
for you. Good
that.
For you, man. Good for you.
I've found my comfort zone, which is this shirt being off, man. Like, no, it would have been a valid question younger in my days, but we pop the top and In a joy. I tell you what, you would have got a real kick out of my outfit, though. I was wearing like a button down shirt with shorts that were the same exact pattern.
Wow, the set.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Holy moly!
You would have loved it.
Yeah, I had on a flamingo shorts the other day that my wife bought me. So that's how I get down. Got in the hot tub there, a pair of flamingo. White shorts, white bathing suit, flamingos on it, man.
Wow,
that's how I get down.
There.
Yeah.
Now. I was dipping into. Now let me say this. You'll appreciate this, okay?
Go.
Went to the liquor store before the party.
Okay.
Walking down the aisle, I see a Crown box, and out of it is a commemorative football season bag with the Eagles logo on it. That's exactly how I made my decision on what I was drinking.
So the Crown bag, that little like velvety bag that it holds, it was an Eagles edition. Now that's pretty good.
It's almost like football skin. I'm gonna send I'll send you a text. You'll get this.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Was it vanilla? I mean, that would have been a great.
It was the straight. Were you getting involved with your classic vanilla or what?
I love vanilla. Vanilla is my favorite version of Crown Royal. But I got to tell you, man, in the summertime, and we've had a couple parties. We had a cookout there on the 4th of July, which everybody's, you know, bringing stuff and, you know, alcoholic beverages. And then we had a party that we hosted the week before. And again, the seltzers are really hitting well. Even though the Mike's new hard lemonade type stuff in the can, as well as, you know, other brands of like a Twisted Tea where they would have like, I'm really getting into those. Like, those are tasty where it's not like, hey, you know, I got to slog these down because say what you want. Crown Royal for me, hard liquor for me per se, is more of a, I'm going out to eat, more of a winter thing. In the summertime, when I'm outside, you give me one of these nice cold seltzers, man. I'm with that stuff. Forget no beer. Forget about that. The seltzers, the iced teas, fantastic stuff in the summer.
So what brand were you going with? A High Noon, a Truly?
Like almost everyone, like a couple ones that I've never even heard of, like a couple Jersey Shore type ones.
Really?
Yes. The Texas Sea Isle. I want to say the brand was like Sea Isle City, like a Sea Isle iced tea, which was okay. Mike's Hard Lemonade, which they had a couple different versions, was good. The High Noons are very good. Stateside Vodka ones, I think they're called, very good as well. But there was a lot of, like, I was almost like trying to try like different ones, and I was like, man, I think this is some stuff I could really, really get down on. Now, a guy that you know, like, he didn't need fireworks to light up the night here, K-Dub. This guy we're about to bring on, 844-843-6879. Yeah, it's the X-Man. He's calling in today on a Thursday afternoon, let it a rock and roll. What's good there, X-Man?
I got some plus money coming from the WNBA. It's a player performance double. Seattle Storm. Ooh. My girl Jewel Lloyd to get 20 points in the Storm to win. And then you put that with the New York Mets on the money line. It's 10-1.
We're only two legs, basically three legs, actually. A player, a team, and then a Major League Baseball. 10-1 to get the party started here. Now, the question is, X-Man, are you fired up for the Summer League heading to Vegas, and will you be profiting off that?
I'm going to be watching a couple games, see who got potential to make the team.
That's
Caesar's
a vet.
Gonna get cut.
That's a vet right there.
My team, the Chicago Bulls, we suck real bad, but I'm going to check them out. The best player on the Bulls is Benny the Bull, the mascot. We got the best mascot in the league. He's the best player on our team.
Said it all. Best since Jordan, man. Best since Jordan at this point. But there you go. Look, that's a true pro there. Jumping right in. No. I got to check out the scene first to see who's going to be making and missing and then dip it in here. Summer League in full blast here starting tomorrow. Wembanyama, not Wembanyama, starting tomorrow for the Spurs, and we'll get after it. One more quick segment here before we get out of here for the day. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it. One quick segment here before we get you out of here on a Thursday afternoon. Some good doings a little bit later tonight, Kevin. I'm going back to the well. And this has usually been a painful well that I get stuck in quite a bit. But the price points are so good, I can't give it up. It's the Dodgers tonight, Kevin. Lefties are where I'm going tonight. It's Jason Hayward and David Peralta, who I swear at every single game. He will get base hits and RBI when I don't bat him. And when I jump on him, he's like an 0-for-4 when everybody in the lineup has a base hit, that feeling. Plus 215 and plus 200 on Hayward and Peralta. I just want to split out of those two guys tonight. I will feel like a king tomorrow morning on the show if that actually happens. Don't give me David Peralta's 0-for-4 with 3Ks tonight. It's not going to happen. I'm cashing one of two of those. And also, by the way, a prop bet here for an RBI that's not paying all that great. And I typically don't bet these, but I can't pass it up. Your boy, Kevin. I call your boy. Adolis Garcia tonight, Texas Rangers. He's a minus 105 to get an RBI. He's getting one tonight in that game up in Boston. Perfect weather conditions. A pitcher that can't get right-handed batters out. Garcia will cash in that ticket tonight. So that's where I'm going there. JP, let him know where you're going again today.
Yep, Blue Jays over 4.5 runs tonight.
There you go. Boom, boom. K-Dub, anything special tonight? You're just getting ready for Wembanyama.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big day. I may get involved with that Thunder Sixers game towards the over because that total has been dropping a little bit. Might try and buy the bottom, but I got to lock in. My guy Cam Young's out here. He's one under through the first couple of holes, which is not bad. He has a real chance because the other, you know, big favorites, Henley and Denny, they didn't have bad days, but they didn't have great days here to start this tournament. So we'll see if Cameron Young can go low.
There you go. And by the way, the home run derby odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook official now. Pete Alonso, a plus 320 price. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., plus 350. Luis Robert Jr., plus 480. 5-1 Julio Rodriguez. Bring up the rear. If you want that long shot, Adley Rutschman, a plus 2500 to cash that one in. The Thursday of fun. All right. Make sure you keep it right here on the Sports Grid Network for the rest of our Sports Grid programming throughout the day. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. We'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.